everyone. This is Bruce Baer, and I'm your host for Ask an Expert Anything. And our guest tonight is Mary L. McCarthy. Mary hails from Massachusetts now. She lives on the coast. She is the CEO of Create Right Now, a journal writing therapy firm. And Mary is on the line with us. We'll get into more about her bio and what she does. But let me just introduce you to Mary and say welcome, Mary. Thank you for being on the show with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for inviting me, Bruce.
Well, just to give you all you listeners a little bit of background, Mary and I both come from the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, and I met her on Twitter, I think it was, wasn't it? Facebook? I don't know. I met you on one social media where we connected over the Pittsburgh Steelers. So. And you went to college up there in Pennsylvania.
Yes, I went to Duquesne.
A great university.
Yes, and I went to Pitt for later on in my career for half of an MBA, but I dropped out. It was just too theoretical for me. I like being out in the world, you know, being practical and making lots of money and things like that, exciting things.
Well, you describe yourself as passionate and in parentheses, almost obsessive about the things that you like to do and the things that you set to do for yourself. You apparently are quite goal-oriented, or at least maybe more so in the past than now. I'm not sure. But it sounds like that you were a focused and hardworking individual.
Yes, I feel that I came out of the womb very goal-oriented and knowing that I wanted to run my own business and, you know, be out there in the world and all that kind of stuff. And so it's just really, really interesting. I've always felt like I've always known what I wanted to do. I mean, maybe not specifically, but I always knew that I wanted to, you know, go to school, go to college, get a good practical degree, and get out in the real world. So, and yes, the thing about goals, I mean, goals have always been very important to me, and they still are. And that's where the, you know, with all the journaling I do, has been even more helpful in helping me clarify my goals and getting me clear and focused on, you know, where I want to go and what I want to do next. So.
Well, now you got all that practical stuff. You did some business MBA stuff. You've got a degree in psychology and journalism, and you took that and became a project manager and did some money management and financial counseling. Sounds like you've had kind of a varied career before you started your current company.
Yes, I've always been interested in a lot of things, and I shouldn't say went wherever the wind took me, but I just, you know, I just really like to get into any and everything. And I've my political philosophy is practical, liberal, but I've also been practically romantic. I've always been very, you know, level-headed and practical and all that kind of stuff. But I've also been also very interested in people and fiction and movies and all that type, and everything I've done in my business career has always been covering both the practical, like when I was doing the management consulting, it was always focused on the people and the organization and helping people change their behavior, training managers to help them, shall we say, really realize more of their own potential and how they could really change their work and more effectively, you know, run the businesses and things like that. So I was not the stereotypical consultant that, you know, goes in, writes a report, and leaves. It was very much a hands-on working with the people to get the necessary, needed behavior changes so that the organization could change and the business could continue and to be successful.
So it sounds like you put in a lot of long, hard days for apparently quite a long time.
Yes, I would say the majority, until I got my multiple sclerosis wonderful wake up call. So now I basically.
Well, I was going there, so that was great. Tell us about that.
It's every spring I normally get, you know, when seasons change, the I got a sinus infection, but I started having serious balance problems. So they thought it was, you know, middle of the year and all that kind of stuff. But long story short, luckily, after about 4 or 5 months, I was able to get to a neurologist who did the MRI, and they were able to make a diagnosis. And I was absolutely positively relieved, because my biggest anxiety and fear was that I had a, you know, terminal brain cancer, and my life as I know it was going to be over. So I guess I really took the news with it quite a relief, and from a lot of levels, because I mean, I was at that point, I was running my own management consulting firm, and basically it was every Sunday night and every, you know, Friday night on an airplane. So I came home basically to my beautiful beachfront home to basically, you know, change my underwear and change my clothes and things like that, and wash and go back out again. So it was very much a shall I say, good timing on the universe's part. It was just you know, like I said, I was able to then take my first vacation and do all kinds of interesting things, and just very fascinating things happened when, you know, I was basically had to sit on my behind. I couldn't, you know, run off and do all these things. It was really an opportunity to really start doing some serious introspection. So I got started. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead, please.
No, that's why I always call it my wake up call. I also say that, and I think this is surprises a lot of people. I say that MS was the best thing that ever happened to me. I think that, you know, it stopped me from being wild and crazy, and started me living and knowing and learning who I really was. So it's just and really living life and using the, you know, more of me, my creativity, all those other things that I never really thought were there, but they are. So it's just the person that I am today, I feel like I'm really who I really am, that I probably was when I came into this world on December 11th, 1951. So it's very exciting.
Well, it made you use other parts of your resources and talents. It sounded like you were focused in a kind of a narrow area, and now you have a broader perspective at a little slower pace.
Definitely. I think, you know, one of the, important thing that happened to me during the course of, you know, the years that I've had it now for almost 20 years was my symptoms are basically now on the right side of my body. And one of the things was I had a very big exacerbation, that's when I basically lost function on the right side of my body, and I had to figure out how I was going to start using my left hand and handwriting and all that kind of stuff. And that's how I got into the whole journaling and writing thing, which was, you know, just the beginning of really, really exciting times.
So now that's when Create Right Now came about. Could you tell us about what that is
sure.
What your company does?
Sure. I'll just back up a little bit. I basically started the journaling. I use a process that a lot of people are familiar with. It's Julia Cameron's morning pages. Every morning you sit down, and first thing you just stream of conscious, they call it automatic writing, free writing, 3 pages, you know, every single morning. Well, I thought this is really, really good, and I started to get function and really function with my left hand. But it was just very interesting, because it got to be a very, shall we say, do-do-do-do experience, which is kind of frightening for someone who's been, you know, very practical and left-brain-oriented and all that type of thing. And it was amazing. I started to remember a lot of my childhood. I started to pick up rhymes. I started to write poetry and all and just all kinds of fascinating things. And I thought, wow, this is really therapeutic. I'm really able to, you know, start figuring myself out. And I thought that, this sounds like a really good idea for a business. And so that's how prompted me to start and call it Create Right Now, and put the emphasis on the brain process. And it has just basically evolved. And I get so many answers with my journaling. I keep a journal right here with me all the time. I write practically all day long. And I come up with all kinds of wonderful, I mean, I'm always asking it questions and things like that. So one day it just appeared, journaling for the health of it. And so that's how I got into starting this. I thought, this would be, it gets back to goals. I thought, you know, my goal is to run a very successful internet-based business out of my beautiful beachfront home. And that's what I'm doing. So.
And that's so a great story.
So I guess, alluding to what you said earlier, goals have just always been, you know, very important to me. And I just, you know, love the whole process, because once I do all the writing and all the processing and reflecting and then, you know, finally get clear on what I want, then, you know, I have this saying that once you're clear on what you want, the universe helps provide you what you need. So it's just very, very interesting. So are you a journaler?
No, I'm not. Why don't you tell me about journaling?
Journaling, as in my definition of journaling, is putting the pen to the page and basically using the writing process for figuring out who lives in your body, for helping you solve problems, for helping you deal with life as we know it. And I think I think it's just very important, because I think people think, and it is do, touchy feely, and it really relieves a lot of tension and stress and all that type of thing. But it's very, if you do writing for the health of it, you're really getting into all aspects of who you are, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. So, and there's a whole lot of stuff in our subconscious and our unconscious that we haven't even begun to explore as to what's really inside all of us. So it's just and basically your journal is your therapist. You can really, you know, you can be who you are. You can bitch, moan, and complain, and do whatever. And it's just really, like I said, I call my journal is my therapist. So. And it's free, and it's here, and it's right inside me. So.
Now, do you recommend anything in particular that a person uses for their journal? Do you have does your company provide a journal that helps, prompt you to write, maybe down a certain channel on a certain day or something like that?
No. I have come up with a basic journaling for the health of a journal, which is just your journaling for the health of a journal. One of the things I am working on for lack of better words, flashcards, which will be like a deck of cards, so that journalers I'm stuck. Oh, what am I going to write about today? Or what's going on? You know, I don't have page fright. Don't want to get to the page for whatever reason, or writer's block, or wherever. You know, you just, you know, shuffle the deck of cards and pull one out, and there'll be a journaling tip okay, so that's how I can get started and things like that. So that's coming on the road. And also I have on a weekly basis via, you know, Twitter and Facebook, I have a journaling tips that have those types of things. I have also a blog, which I've just renamed Journal Therapy blog. It goes and has all kinds of, you know, periodically I'll put a list of, know, prompts or exercises or things to consider to help you deal with the slings and arrows of, like I say, call it writer's block or page fright or any of the, you know, the issues that we create for ourselves that keep us from doing really good things and really creative things for ourselves, because we're our best, our own best enemies.
You know, I read a book a long time ago when I was part of a writing group, and they had us read, trying to think of the name of it, Writing Down the Bones.
I don't know
if you're familiar with that
Natalie
at all.
Goldberg. Mm-hmm.
Natalie Goldberg. And this sounds, that had a different purpose, but this sounds very similar to what she says, you know, which was, you know, if you want to write, write, you know, do it, practice every day. And that's what you're telling people to practice with a certain purpose in mind. And that purpose is to discover hidden talents, thoughts, feelings, ideas, and maybe meanings in their life that they don't know about now that will come out through their pen.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why the focus of my company and my the logo for my my company, which is a little figure, and he's known as the Joyful Journaler. The emphasis is he has a pen and a notebook, but the thing is Y-O-U. So it's all, journaling is all about Y-O-U. So it's something, it's a thing that you do for yourself, of yourself, by yourself. So it's something that's, you know, a challenge, because it's not how certainly we were raised or the society that we live in, but it's really all about, you know, the exploration and the understanding, the enjoyment of you and really what makes you up and all your, and really realizing all your potential, and that yes, you are a writer, yes, you are you are talented, yes, you are creative, yes, you are, you know, a singer, all those types of things that we tell ourselves, and you know, we've told ourselves for so many years that we're, you know, oh, I can't do this, oh, I'm not this, you know, all this, as I call it, all the crazy crap type things we've ingested into our souls and our body, and this, now journaling gives us the opportunity to, you know, get through all the debris and get to the good stuff, which is, you know, our real self.
So tell me about some stories about your own breakthroughs, or maybe the breakthroughs of people you're, would you say that you would you call it therapy or counseling or coaching in terms of Create Right Now and journaling for the health of it? Can you tell me some stories about, you know, the who, what, when, where, you know, the newspaper story of
sure.
of journaling for the health of it?
Yeah, and I think, yeah, you mentioned, I call myself a therapist because I really am a guide, a help, a facilitator, you know, helping people, you know, at whatever point in their journey they are to get unstuck. It's very interesting. I think one of the success stories that I've gotten from a client was that she was in a she'd moved back in with her, she's an older woman in her early 80s. She had moved back in with her her daughter, and in a place that she was, you know, on Cape Cod, way away from, she's basically a city girl. So she used the journaling process to help her, you know, get clear and organized and what she really wanted. And she really wanted to move back into, you know, closer to Boston and be with, you know, other kindred souls. So she really used journaling, a lot of journaling, day and night, and every chance that she could to really help her get through the process. And she got clear that she wanted to move back. And so she, at you know, early 80s, moved back to close to downtown Boston, and is extremely, extremely happy. Also used the journaling process because she had has had both knees and her hip replaced, But she, again, used the journal. In fact, when I went to visit her at the rehab center, she had her journal right there at her bedside. So that helped her get clear on where she went. And she said to me that she's extremely happy that for the first time in her 80-some years, she is living her life for herself. So that's one of the nice things. Another client told me that one of the things that she gained about from her daily journaling, and that's what I stress too, it's very important that you do it consistently, regularly, preferably daily, even if it's a couple of sentences or whatever. But she has found by doing the journaling, it really helps her sleep better at night. She does journaling and during the day sometimes, but what she focuses on is doing what she calls her night notes and just really doing a data dump and getting the mind, the turn off, so that she can get a decent night's sleep. And she says that she sleeps through the night now. She doesn't wake up and can't find a way to turn off all her internal chatter. So that has another success story.
Oh, that you bring that up, and that is it's not something that I learned anywhere. It's just something that I kind of picked up along the way, and I had no idea that it was it was something that other people thought of. But I do that with my patients who are suffering from insomnia and anxiety. I have them keep a book. I just usually tell them to get a spiral-bound notebook, and mm-hmm. that they should use one page each night. And on the edge of the bed, they should write down all the things they're anxious about, all their worries, concerns, everything that's really causing them some troubles mentally and causing an emotional reaction, and leave it there so they can read it first thing in the morning, so that they don't lose any of these things that are troubling them. And, and if they do that regularly, it seems to help them sleep, just like that patient or client that you just described.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's interesting. I've come up with, in the last week or so, I call it, a lot of people keep a dream journal. I call it a coming into consciousness journal. And again, it's just the first thing in the morning, writing down what I remember, what I experienced, or just getting something down on the page. And I just find that that's really, really getting me to appreciate that sleeping is a whole nother world of us. So it's just really, really exciting. But I think that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just where we spend a third of our time. So I think that's a good thing.
Yes. That's great about what you do with your patients about the anxiety and everything, because it is just amazing what happens when you really just write it down. And the thing is, the big challenge is just getting past fear, and we just are so overwhelmed and consumed with fears of all shapes and sizes, and pretty crazy at that. But it's just, once you get into that routine of writing them down, and it's like, oh, okay. And because, how powerful and overwhelming our brain can be sometimes. And that's, I think, too, that's another wonderful benefit of journaling, doing it for a period of time. It gets you out of your head and gets you back into your body. Because I think we're just, some of us are just so out there because, we're just so controlled by, the mind and our thoughts and all that kind of stuff. But with journaling, you get back into your body, and then you have the ability to really understand your power so that you can then work on changing your thoughts and changing the things that we thought that, we've always thought, we're told, that's the way I am, or this is it. No, we have so much power inside of us that through the help of our journal, it gets us into our power, our strength, and our abilities to really make a difference for ourselves in our life. So
you see this as a way to stop reacting and begin acting.
Definitely. And I think that, for me, I take a look at that it starts really back in our childhood, but not for the way that, Freud and some of the other people think. It really doesn't have to, though we are influenced by the parents, the schooling, and all that type of thing. The important thing is how we as children in our innocence, our immune system, our different systems, we were just forming. So the way we process our life is just, we took everything personally. And I think in our desire to take care of ourselves, we've created all these internal inner critics and all these cast of characters that, and we grew up with them and we're still living with them, and they're running our lives, and we think that we can't do that. Oh, I couldn't make that type of a talk to 15 people. Oh, I couldn't. Oh, I can't sing. All those things. But that's a great thing about journaling is that you're able to, by doing the consistent journaling, you're able to see what, the crazy stuff that you've been carrying around, and you have the ability now to say, well, I can make the choice, and I can say, oh yeah, I'm just so used to the pain and the agony and all the challenges of having to get up and all those types of things. Or you can say, I can do something about this. I don't have to be. I do have a choice as to how I think and how I feel, and so do something about it then. So I think journaling really helps you, not only gives you the clarity, the insight, but then it also can help you then get over the hurdle of going from, oh, what can I do about this? And it's really your guide in the process of taking things from thought to action, or making a decision. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. Well, how are you going to do that? And so it really, journaling, in fact, I was just working on an article for an article I'm going to post on another as a guest blogger for someone's blog, and it just came up with a list of all the things that you can do with your journal. It's not just sitting down and how I spent my summer vacation type of a thing. It has all kinds of things. I'm always asking it questions. I'm always having some type of dialogue with some part of my body, or you can dialogue with people living or not living. You can have dialogues with events. So it's just fascinating how many things that you can use your journal for. And like I said, you always have the option. If you want to, sometimes you want to write a letter to someone that is not the most pleasant thing, you can always crumple it up and pitch it or burn it or do whatever. So it's just, or sometimes you might want to go back and read things. So it's just, it's an equal opportunity enjoyment tool.
Okay, hold on just one second. I don't want to lose your enthusiasm, but I want to pause just for a second.
Sure.
So I'm going to...